The NFL Gambling Podcast Free Agency Recap and Futures Market Look Ahead on the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 10% off your bonus today. And we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their pick'em all season long 100 times in NBA, NHL, college hoops, and more. Sign up today, promo code SGPN to get 100% deposit match today. And we're brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs free bet bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
I'm just about that action, boss.
You have to be kidding me. That is impossible.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants it?
Welcome, everybody, to the NFL Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Obviously, it's been a minute because we were over here playing the freaking outro music and waiting for it to stop. But hey, you know what? You know, it's been a minute since the Super Bowl. We thought we'd dive into a little bit of free agency. If you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, and he is J Mark Football, a.k.a. Old Fashioned Football. J Mark, it's been a while, man. How are you doing?
It has been a while. Barely recognized it. Well, that's not true. I've been tuning into all the March Madness content you're putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been so long that I didn't realize we were playing the wrong intro until you switched it. And then I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's it.
I kept waiting. I'm like, when does he start talking again? And then I go, wait a minute. This isn't the right one. And so I had to click right off of it. So, hey, you guys got the intro and the outro all into one. So, yeah. So let's go. Shout out to the chat. Nick Fortune says he can't see J Mark for some reason. I don't know what that means. I could see him just fine.
Oh, because I'm wearing camo.
Camo. blending in. So, yeah, get on over there.
You can't see me.
Hit the subscribe button, everybody. So, yeah, I got camo hat. You got the camo jacket on. This is the NFL Gambling Podcast. Let's go division by division, and then we'll dive into the futures market. I think we should lead it off in the AFC with the Buffalo Bills. They bring in where are we at here? We got Mitch Trubisky going going back to Buffalo. Deion Dawkins, David Edwards, AJ Epenesa. I can't pronounce his name. Daquan Jones, Nicholas Morrow, Cam Lewis, and Taylor Rapp. Initial thoughts just on the Bills, J Mark.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't done anything to replace Gabe Davis, who signed with the Jaguars, and I think they needed wide receiver help before that. So that would be my one concern with Buffalo right now. I mean, Diggs, he's seeming more and more like the head case that he was when Minnesota wanted him out, right? So they need receiver help. Josh Allen needs receiver help. He can't do it all himself. But I do like the additions on the defensive side of the ball. Nicholas Morrow, I think he's kind of an underrated guy. He was with the Bears for a while, and he plays hard. He's a fast, hard player, so kind of like that one. But they got to address some of these offensive holes, especially at the wide receiver spot.
I agree. It's going to be interesting just trying to break down these Bills. It's such a big year for them. So, but the team that we talked about all last year that we thought was a little bit fraudulent, the Miami Dolphins, they lose quite a bit in free agency, but they do bring back Robert Jones, Juno Smith, Aaron Brewer coming over, Shaq Barrett on a 1-year deal, Jordan Brooks, Anthony Walker, Nick Needham, and Jordan Poyer coming over in the division. Dolphins, J Mark, I mean, what are your thoughts on these guys?
Yeah, I think they went the wrong way. I mean, they lost a lot, and they lost a lot of playmakers. Christian Wilkins, that leaves a huge hole in the center of their defensive front. So, yeah, I think they got a lot of work to do if they want to creep up here. Right now, they're plus 185. Bills are the favorite at plus 130. So they're not that far behind as far as odds are. But, yeah, I don't feel good about them having the season they did last year.
Yeah, it's still going to be the same questions. Can they win in the cold? Can they win hard games? But, yeah, the jury's still out. This is a big year for Tua, obviously. He's due for a big payday, whether it's in Miami or somewhere else. The other team in the AFC that's entertaining, the New York Football Jets, bringing Tyrod Taylor. Morgan Moses coming over for some offensive line help. John Simpson, Isaiah Oliver, Greg Zuerlein, and Aaron Rodgers is running for vice president. So that's the Jets offseason in a nutshell right now, right?
Right. That's the biggest free agent move I did not expect. I did not expect Rodgers to join the political campaign parties here. So
he's not getting your vote.
Right. I don't care who he's running with, not getting my fucking vote.
All those years tormenting you. I saw that. I just started laughing. I was like, oh, J Mark's going to get a kick out of this. So, but what do you think of the actual football moves with the Jets?
Yeah. I mean, they're one of those teams that you're kind of poking them with a stick at first, right? Like do something. They don't have a ton of money to do something. I like the Morgan Moses thing. I think that gives them a solid right tackle. They're going to need to draft a left tackle, but they pick at number 10, and it's a loaded class. So I think they'll be all right there. I think you're going to see a much improved offensive line.
It better be, because they couldn't protect them last year. So yeah. Team in the basement, longest odds among all division opponents. We were going through this before the show. New England. Bringing back old Jacoby Brissett's coming back to the old red, white, and silver in New England. Nathan Rourke is coming over as well. Antonio Gibson. So Gibson and Brissett from Washington. Kendrick Bourne is re-signing. Jalen Reagor also re-signing. Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper. So a little tight end action here. And then they got some offensive line with Tyrone Wheatley. Chuwuma Okafor. Mike Iwemnu, and that was big getting him back. Anfernee Jennings coming over on the defensive side. Josh Uche and Christian Ellis, Sione Takati in the linebacker position. Then Kyle Duggar in the backfield. What do we think of the Patriots? I kind of think they're going to suck next year.
Yeah, I mean, you read those names off, and it's like, who?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they had some good value signings as far as depth, but these aren't guys that you think of like, oh, that's a super quality starter or whatever. It's a body to fill a spot or fill a need, I guess, but nobody jumping off the page. Their receivers in the top 10, I was seeing a stat, top 10 receivers in the NFL for not being able to get separation. The Patriots had three of them. So their receiving room is trash. It's terrible. I know we love Jacoby Brissett, but I don't have faith in him. I have more faith in Nathan Rourke, the CFL BC Lions god that did very well for the CFL there. I have more faith in him doing something for them, but I think we probably agree they're drafting a quarterback, right?
You would think so, and then Brissett's kind of the guy to perfectly pair him. We saw it with Sam Howell this year. Brissett's a professional, and he's played in New England. From the futures market, like J-Mark said, what, plus 135, the Dolphins are plus 190, the Jets are
plus 290, and then plus Patriots
290 and
plus 2,000, 20 to 1.
Yeah, 20 to 1, New England, a far distant. I think we still lead to Buffalo. I know it's chalky, but...
Yeah, I think so. I like that you can get them plus money, though. But I do think this is their division. If you're a big believer in Aaron Rodgers, which I am not, but if you are, plus 290, that's a good price for a guy that, I mean, he's got Breece Hall in the backfield. He's got Garrett Wilson to throw to. They're revamping that offensive line to protect him. And we saw last year that their defense is very good. So I think there's some value there as much as I hate Aaron Rodgers.
I do too. And I think we do see sometimes a year after the hype. So
yeah,
maybe this is a year where the Jets do exceed expectations. So We'll be here to cover it. Let's go over to the North. The defending champs, the defending AFC regular season champs, that is, the Baltimore Ravens. Derrick Henry coming over. A little King Henry action. Nelson Aguilar coming over. They've been quiet, the Ravens. This is a sign of a good team. They don't need to fucking make the splash. They just retain their players and keep the core intact and then add a piece or two. And then on the D-line, being able to re-sign the big fella, Justin Madubuike. If I did butcher that, I apologize, but he got a big contract, 4 years, $98 million. Thoughts on the Ravens? They're gonna be good again. That's pretty much my thoughts.
If you can find it now to have lead the team to have the most rushing yards, take the Ravens. I don't even care if it's minus 135 or whatever. With Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and Keaton Mitchell, who showed flashes when he wasn't injured last year, I think this team is going to be an elite rushing team again. And Derrick Henry is the best back that they've had there for a while. I know that he doesn't have a ton of tread left on the tires, but I don't think he needs to, because teams have to account for Lamar running. They're going to be able to throw Keaton Mitchell in there. I really like what they did with getting Henry. I think that's a solid, solid move for them.
I do too. I like the fit, and he's in win now mode. They're in win now mode, so it's a good fit in my opinion. The Cincinnati Bengals gonna get Joe Burrow back off the injury. They had some weapons around him. Zach Moss coming over in the backfield. T. Higgins will be back. It sounds like he's gonna get the franchise tag. Mike Krzyzewski, the tight end from New England and Miami. And Drew Sample as well, another tight end. Cody Ford, Akeem Davis Gaither over on the defensive side, and Geno Stone coming over. So thoughts on the Bengals early here in free agency?
Yeah, I mean, so they get Zach Moss and trade Joe Mixon away. To me, that's more of a lateral move. I don't necessarily downgrade that, because Zach Moss is a younger guy, or he's got less tread or more tread on the tires, I guess, less usage. T. Higgins wants out. He wants a trade because they couldn't do the long-term deal that they've had a while to work on. So if that happens, that's a concern. I don't think they have the depth to replace him for sure. So I don't know. This is a team that's hard to read, because I kind of expected them to do more. But they still got Joey B, and I think Joe Burrow's an excellent quarterback, and he's going to push for them to win this division. I still think it's the Ravens' division to win, and they are the favorites at plus 135, but Cincy right behind him at plus 165. I wanted to see him do more, and I want to see what happens with this T. Higgins thing.
Yeah, I agree. T. Higgins, that's going to be an interesting dynamic, just like we talked about with Stephon Diggs in Buffalo. So a lot of moving parts. Also, a lot of moving parts over at Cut, because Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting in a new, better way to bet. Go head-to-head with everybody. Say, you think somebody's full of shit, say, hey, put your money where your mouth is, baby. I'll beat you on Cut. So get over there to Cut.com. Use that promo code SGPN. And we're brought to you by Merch Madness, 15% off everything in the merch store. Promo code Madness, mention that. This is, you know, we got some killer deal over here over at Merch Madness, because, you know, you see the college experience, you see my hat. First half unders, you're going to want to grab those and make some money in the tournament. And, of course, always storm the court. Don't be a coward. Get on over there, storm the court. And make sure you don't get tripped by the other team, because they might try and cancel you and cancel the rest of society if they do. So get on over there. Promo code Madness, Merch Madness, baby. Let's go. And we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog's the best. We've said it all season long. We use them throughout the year. The promo code is SGPN. And they're going to match 100% deposit up to $500 over at Underdog. J-Mark, have you got anything cooked up recently on Underdog, or are you waiting for the Premier Football Leagues here coming up here soon? Look at that thing. Look at that thing on the right. Scorchers.
Sorry, I had the wrong graphic up there. But, you know, I haven't done much, much of the pick 'em or rivals. I'm interested to see if they add the UFL because I'll be all over that. But it's a great time to start doing your best ball drafts, and you can do those on Underdog Fantasy and start kind of, you know, draft some rookies before they're even on teams. That's kind of fun for me. We try to project where this guy's going to land and how that's going to affect him.
I agree. Yeah, man, I love Underdog. And, you know, all you got to do is pick higher or lower, and you can stack winners on winners and get a bigger payout. Like I said, the promo code is SGPN, and they will give a 100% deposit match up to $100. Again, promo code SGPN. All righty, we are back, and let's finish off the AFC North. Let's go to the Cleveland Browns. We just did the Cincinnati Bengals. Cleveland Browns bringing over Famous Jameis coming over. He'll make sure that you get a touchdown when you're up six or up 30 to get another six on the board. Jerry Jeudy also acquired. Michael Dunn and Za'Darius Smith is coming back. The Browns will be a hard-nosed team, I think, still. Thoughts on the Brownies?
So I'm still not a Watson believer. So I like the Jameis Winston signing there for some depth. And the Jerry Jeudy, I mean, they didn't have to give up much for him. I think he's a solid receiver. You know, he's not a top tier guy, but he's going to complement Amari Cooper well. And I think that was a good move for him, especially with only having to give up. They gave up a fifth and a sixth. I mean, that's not a lot for a guy that has the experience. He can run the routes. He's a speedy guy. And then I like the Za'Darius Smith signing as well on their edge. They have a really good defense. I think one of the biggest question marks is going to be Nick Chubb. How's his health? How's his knee after that injury? Same knee he's injured before. So I think that's going to kind of be the big thing there. But they did all right without him. They managed without him. I don't think they can replace the quality of back he is, but they did manage all right without him.
They did. It'll be good to get him back. Good to see him healthy on the sideline. All right, let's go to the team that we have the thumbnail for here. The Pittsburgh Steelers get Russ. The Russ is cooking in Pittsburgh. Wow. How about this? Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh Steeler, after 2 years of disappointment in Denver. New start, Patrick Queen coming over, and then Dante Jackson acquired from Carolina. What do we make of this Russell Wilson move? Interesting is what I say.
Man, yeah. So I've seen so many different takes from people on this or commenting on videos that we've put out on Old Fashioned Football about it. Some of them, you know, the Russ never got a chance to build a rapport with the people in Denver. He did have a chance. Yeah. Others said, like, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a under 500 season in so long, and then it shows Russ Wilson running onto the field, like, hold my beer, I'll take care of that. I think it's a good fit, though. I mean, he's an upgrade over Kenny Pickett. I don't think he's going to get them to the Super Bowl by any means, but I think he's going to be able to keep him over 500. He's going to be an improvement over Kenny Pickett. I feel bad for Deontay Johnson. He finally gets kind of a competent quarterback, and then he gets traded to fucking Panthers with Bryce Young. So I just put something out on the Twitter about how he was probably like, well, at least if I get traded, it can't get any worse than Kenny Pickett. And then he gets Bryce Young. Poor dude.
I know. I actually think that Russ might be all right there. They have a good enough culture where they can check him a little bit to kind of like in Seattle. So I actually look at kind of the Steelers. Maybe they could get to I don't know what their ceiling is. They're not that good a roster. That's the only thing. So I think they could be a wild card once again and probably losing the first round. Looking at the odds right now, I'm seeing the Ravens are plus 115, Bengals plus 165, Browns plus 550. Steelers plus 950. I think, I mean, the Ravens are definitely the favorite. They're definitely the best roster, but it is hard to repeat.
True. Yeah, I think I just don't have enough belief in Russ to be able to win the division. I think the Ravens take it, but if I'm taking somebody that's not the Ravens, I'd sprinkle on Cincy. Joe Burrow in a bounce back year, healthy.
Yeah.
So I think it's not a lot of value, though, at plus 165. But I think if I'm taking one of the underdogs that's not the Ravens, it would be them.
Fair enough. Let's go over to the South, baby. The South, the defending AFC South champions. Everybody was still, I'm still stunned that they ended up winning this division the way they did because of the rookie phenom, CJ Stroud. Well, he got some help. Joe Mixon's coming over from the Bengals.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz, they re-signed. And then they went heavy defense. DeNico Autry coming over, more defensive line. Danielle Hunter, Aziz Alir Shahir, Mike Ford, Lonnie Jackson, Desmond King, Jeff Okuda, Eric Murray, and Kamani Fairburn. Dude, you can tell that there was a we think we got something with the quarterback. Give him a running back to Joe Mixon. I think the Texans are going to be good again, man.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Mixon is an upgrade over Singletary, in my opinion. I'm sure the Giants fans will argue with me on that because they were pumped, or at least trying to sell themselves on Singletary. But I mean, this was already a pretty good defense, so I love bringing Hunter over on the edge. I know he doesn't have as much gas in the tank as he probably did a couple years ago, but he's still an impactful player. And then addressing the secondary, I mean, they brought in a lot of guys that, yeah, they might not start, but they're going to provide that competition. And I think that's what they need there in the secondary, especially Desmond King, Jeff Okuda. I like those signings. So I really like what the Texans have done so far. They're more and more kind of becoming my AFC team. I don't really have a second team, but if I did, it would be the Texans.
It's hard to disagree with that. I mean, they're in win now mode almost. So yeah. The team that pushed him to the brink last year was the Indianapolis Colts, who are bringing over Michael Pittman, keeping him there right in Indianapolis. He got a big deal, 3 years, $70 million. Tyquan Lewis, Grover Stewart, Zaire Franklin, Kenny Moore, and a punter. Punter Sanchez. I can't pronounce his first name. Thoughts on the Colts coming into this next year, early offseason?
You got to roll the R. I think it's Rigoberto.
Rodrigo Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, they did a lot of in-house stuff, right? I mean, the only new guy on that list of people would be Zaire Franklin at the linebacker spot. So kind of a thing where they said, hey, we like what we had. And we think we can succeed with the team we have. My main concern is Gardner Minshew is not the backup there anymore. So if Anthony Richardson gets hurt, can they still keep it going like they did last year? That's going to be their biggest question mark, I think.
Speaking of backup quarterbacks, there's a new one in Jacksonville. Mac Jones is going to Jacksonville. I didn't see that one coming. Wow. The Mac Jones era already over in New England. D'Ernest Johnson also signed. Gabe Davis, that's a solid addition to an already good core. Blake Hantz, Ezra Cleveland, Mitch Moore. So they went heavy offensive line, and they, rightfully so. They got to keep Lawrence healthy. That's what undid their season. We talk about the Texans being a great story. If Trevor Lawrence stays healthy, the Jaguars win the division. Josh Allen, bringing him back. And Darnell Savage, I think the Jags are a nice little bounce back candidate here, J-Mark.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think they're going to push the Texans for this division. After that trade with Mac Jones went through, I saw a lot of people, you know, I'm surprised that he's not going to even have a chance at starting. And it's like, really? Have you watched him play? But I do think it's a really
Trevor
good backup.
Lawrence?
Yeah. I do think it's a really good backup piece for them. Good insurance. I think it gives them a guy. You know, last year we saw Trevor Lawrence play injured because I don't think they had faith in their backups, and that ended up losing them games. I think Mac Jones gives them the ability where they can say, hey, you're not healthy enough or confident that we can win a game or two with Mac Jones. So why don't you get healthy? So I think that's going to help them in the long run.
Agreed. Yeah, I think it's a good reset for Mac Jones, much needed. So,
yeah.
Tennessee, new regime, post-Vrabel era. Tony Pollard's coming over from Dallas. Lloyd Cushenberry at center position on the defensive side. Kenneth Murray, Chidobe Azuwi, and Morgan Cox at the long center position. So, Long Cox, as they say on the main show. What do you think of these Titans? This is going to be a rebuild year, in my opinion.
Yeah, One of my favorite parts is hearing you pronounce the names.
That's why I'm here.
Right. Going from Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard, I realize Derrick Henry is a little spent, but I don't think Tony Pollard's a quality starting running back. I think he's a good kind of RB2. So maybe this is Tajay Spears' backfield and Pollard's just there to provide kind of a change of pace. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. I don't think they did enough. So I agree with you. They're continuing the rebuild.
Continue the rebuild. And you know where you can continue to rebuild is that's Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket for a contest to win $1,000. Plus, if you have your own March Madness pool on Champs, you get a free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined who enters. So make sure you register now and don't miss out. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. All right, Jay Mark, let's keep it rolling, and we'll go to the next division. That is the AFC West, and we'll start. We'll start with the defending Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. They bring back Chris Jones. That's all they needed to do. they signed Irv Smith, Drew Tranquil, also coming back, and Ladarius Snee on the franchise tag, and Matt Araiza on the punter. And he was big time in the Super Bowl, man. So that's a big signing. They're going to be in the hunt again. They're going to probably win the Super Bowl again. I don't know. I mean, what do we think of the Chiefs, man?
Yeah, I don't think they're done yet. I've heard a lot of talk that they're going for a receiver. I've heard rumors that they've been in talks with Minnesota about Justin Jefferson. Can you imagine Patrick Mahomes and Justin Jefferson and Travis Kelce? Right. I think T. Higgins ends up on the Chiefs, to be honest. He wants out of Cincinnati. I think they make a play and get T. Higgins, and I think it's going to be huge for the Chiefs and for Higgins. So keep an eye on all that. But, yeah, I think Chris Jones was their biggest concern of making sure he comes back. This is basically the same team. They didn't lose much. So this is the same team.
Yeah, and the same team with the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce's over there being a Swiftie somewhere. Mahomes being an owner in the MLB. They'll be ready to go come fall. So Chiefs will be good again. That's the bottom line. Bringing Chris Jones back, a necessary. So well done, Chiefs. Denver, obviously post-Russell Wilson era. Michael Burton got re-signed. Malcolm Roach as well coming over. Brandon Jones, P.J. Locke. And Will Lutz is going to be re-signed. Who's going to play quarterback here?
Jarrett Stidham, maybe? I mean, I don't know. I assume they're a rookie that they end up trading up for to get. They don't have a ton of collateral to give for that. But this is, I don't know, it's rough as a Broncos fan, I feel like. If you're a Broncos fan, this is rough. It's scary. And they didn't do anything. I mean, you saw a bunch of different quarterbacks get signed, whether it be decent backups or bridge quarterbacks or whatever, and Denver did nothing.
Nothing at all. I'll tell you who did do something. Vegas brings over Gardner Minshew. Minshew Magic is headed to Vegas at the running back position. Amir Abdullah. They re-sign Andre James. And the big one coming over from the Miami Dolphins, Christian Wilkins. Decent. I mean, they did some good things here, Jay Mark.
Yeah. And this is an organization that believes in Zamir White at the running back spot. Obviously, they let Josh Jacobs go or let him walk, I guess. Didn't re-sign him. I like the Gardner Minshew thing. I mean, he's got that swag. He's a guy that even if he's not the starter long term, he can provide you excellent depth. He can help a rookie out. And then Christian Wilkins, that's a big signing. He's a hell of a player. Nick Fortune saying that the Broncos are going to draft Caleb Williams when he falls.
I don't know if he's going to fall. I don't think he's going to fall past number one or number two. So, I'm interested to see what the Raiders look with Antonio Pierce at the helm. Bringing in, I like Minshew. Minshew's a good guy to pair with the young quarterback. There's a lot of guys that have got that label now. Yeah. Let's go over to Harbaugh, the Fighting Harbaughs. We got Gus Edwards coming over, Will Disley, and Alohi Gilman. is coming back. So Chargers, interesting that they've been so quiet with Harbaugh taking over, but I also think they have a pretty good roster if they could just be coached right.
I also saw that they're still $24 million over the cap. So Khalil Mack, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, these are guys that could get traded today. So that's some Chargers are a team to definitely watch because there's going to be some big names that have to get moved out of there. They don't have a choice, unfortunately. So that's going to be interesting. I like the Gus Edwards signing. I think Gus Bus is a decent run hard type of guy. I don't think he's going to be. Yeah, exactly. I don't think he'll be the only guy, but I think he's gonna do real well. I still think Harbaugh reaches and drafts. What's the Michigan running back?
Corum.
Yeah, I still think he reaches and drafts Corum. That's his guy, and Harbaugh's the type of guy that fits his guy. He doesn't care if it's a reach; he's going to get him. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that, and you're going to see Corum and Edwards kind of timeshare in that backfield.
Yep. I agree with you. I forgot to cover the AFC South odds. Houston leading the way +150. Jacksonville right on their heels 2-1. Indy +275. Tennessee 12-1. Early lean. I go Jags.
We're taking Titans right now. I'm just kidding.
I wish.
No, I agree with you. Jags, they have the most value there at +200. 2-1. They're going to duke it out with Texans. I don't think Colts are going to be in the same position, unfortunately. But maybe Anthony Richardson does stay healthy and they succeed. But we saw last year he couldn't finish a game. And I think that's going to happen again unless he drastically changes his playing style.
I'll tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to get cute and go against the Chiefs because the Chiefs are laying -195. I'll pay the juice. Parlay was something else. Yep. LA +250. Vegas 12-1. Denver 15-1. We're in agreement here on the Kansas City Chiefs.
100%.
Yeah. We talked about it last year. Don't overthink it and think the Chargers. I know Harbaugh's there, but it's a lot of hype. So, yep. I'll tell you where there's a lot of hype too is Hall of Fame bets, because you can win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame bets. The sports betting analytics platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Research all NBA and soccer with historical data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame bets. All righty, moving along on the show. Let's go over to the NFC. Let's start in the NFC East. The Cowboys haven't done anything. They just re-signed Trent Sieg, the long snapper. That's it.
It's hilarious. I don't know what they're doing, but it is hilarious. And who's going to play running back for them?
Yeah.
Rico Dowdle? I assume they're going to draft a running back.
Bring back Zeke.
There you go. Bring him back. But yeah, the fact that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have done nothing it's pretty hysterical. I know there's a lot of irritated fans that are like, can we just do something? and they're not.
Yeah, I was, when I saw that I knew they'd been quiet. I didn't realize they literally had not signed anybody, just their long snapper. So,
yep.
Somebody that's not that quiet has been Philly. Saquon Barkley, blah. Going from New York to Philly. Give me a break. Tight end, Albert Akubuchamab.
Yep.
He's on a 1-year deal. This is a big one. Getting the guard, Landon Dickerson. Interested to see what they look like post Jason Kelsey, because he was their best player, in my opinion.
Right.
Him and Lane Johnson. They bring back Brandon Graham. Not surprising. Bryce Huff. Coming over on a 3-year deal. Julian Aquara coming over. Chauncey Gardner Johnson Jr. coming over. We see this is his second stint now back in Philly.
Yep.
Rick Lovato and Brandon Mann. I don't know what I think of the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm same thing. I want to see what happens without Jason Kelsey because he was such an anchor for that line. I don't think Tush Push works as well without him.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Saquon move. I wanted Saquon to come to the Bears, so I can't pretend like I don't like him as the running back. It's just Hurts steals so much value from the running back, but maybe that keeps Saquon fresher. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. You kind of saw him struggle last year. Maybe they bounce back a little bit. But I do think they need to add some more pieces in their defensive backfield. I know they like Chauncey Gardner, but he seems to be on the decline to me.
I agree. I'm not that high on Philly. And like I said, losing the offensive line pieces. So Giants, New York Football Giants, obviously they lose Saquon Barkley, which is an interesting fit up there in Philly. Drew Lock coming over, Devin Singletary as well, Isaiah McKenzie, Jermaine Olufemunor. I think I got that one right. John Runyon, and the big one, Brian Burns, acquired from the Carolina Panthers. That's a big-time move for a playmaker they needed on the defensive side. What are your thoughts on the G-men in year three of the Dayball era, which is a big year?
Yeah, it is. I don't think Dan Jones is going to be their guy. I think they need to do something there at quarterback. Drew Lock, he's a feisty player, at least. I don't like moving from Saquon to Singletary, but I get not wanting to overpay. But Brian Burns thing, and then their focus on the trenches in general on the offensive and defensive side is really good. They're going to have a really good defensive front seven there in New York, especially with Brian Burns being added. They were already getting a lot going, especially at the end of last year. I thought their defensive front looked really good. Adding a playmaker like Burns is insane. The fact that the Panthers, I mean, the Panthers are a trash organization at this point. The fact that they gave up Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Brian Burns, all before they were 26, they've given up more first rounders than they've gotten, and they're just trash. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're a dumpster fire. They're going to be a dumpster, especially with that owner there for the foreseeable future. Let's go to my Skins, man. Arguably the busiest team during free agency. Mariota's coming over on a one-year deal. It tells you everything you need to know. He will be the mentor for the young quarterback. Austin Eckler as well is coming over to replace Antonio Gibson, a good piece out of the backfield. Zach Ertz, one-year deal. Nick Allegretti coming over, some offensive line depth here. Tyler Badaz. The offensive line was atrocious for the Skins last year. They're making a point here. Dorrance Armstrong, defensive side. Kalelin Farrell as well. Frankie Louvu and Jeremy Chin in the back end. Brandon McManus is going to be the kicker. And Tyler Ott, I like what they've done. I think that they're actually going to be a quiet, sneaky, decent team next year. I think actually they could sneak around in this division.
Yeah. No, I agree. I liked the Zach Ertz signing. You know, he's paired back with a coaching staff that he's familiar with, that he succeeded well with in Arizona. Austin Eckler, big upgrade over Antonio Gibson.
Yep.
And he doesn't have to be the guy because Brian Robinson is a hell of a downhill runner. So he can be your pounded out back, and Austin Eckler can come in and kind of be the flashy guy. Mariota, excellent bridge / backup quarterback to have. And I like the Jeremy Chin signing. I like Biadasz for their center. He's a really good anchor to put on that offensive line. I agree. The Commanders, who are the Commanders, they've done a lot of good things. I heard they're getting sued by a Native American organization because the Redskin logo was actually modeled after a chief, and it was a tribute to him, and they're pissed that it's gone.
Good. Good. Sue the shit out of them. Let's bring it back. Hail the Redskins. Let's go.
That's right.
NFC East. Eagles lead the way. They're the favorite plus 120 over Dallas plus 135. Skins 8-1. Giants 10-1. Give me a little bit of that 8-1, man. I think the margin is getting smaller here. I think definitely Dallas and Philly are still the two best teams, but I think Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, I think they got something going in year number one.
Yeah. I agree. I like bringing in Cliff and Quinn. I just don't know if I mean, it's worth a sprinkle. I'll give you that. I don't think they win it, but it's worth a sprinkle. I don't like any of these teams to necessarily win it, though. So why not take the longer shot 8-1?
Well, you got to discount the Cowboys because nobody ever repeats in this division, not since 2004. Right. So,
yeah,
it's going to be interesting. Hail the Redskins. Can't wait to talk about them all year. All right, from the Skins to the Bears. Let's go over the NFC North. Bears got a little bit – they have not been quiet in free agency either. DeAndre Swift coming over. They acquire Ryan Bates. They sign Gerald Everett. They also are re-signing Jalen Johnson. Kevin Bard is also coming over. Jonathan Owens in the backfield, and Patrick Scales is returning. So a lot of defensive help here, J. Mark.
Yeah, the Jalen Johnson thing was crucial for, in my opinion. This organization for a while now, they have not been good at paying their good players and keeping them. So it was really nice to see us kind of get back to that and be like, hey, you had a hell of a time since you were here as a rookie. We're going to give you a payday. So I really like that. And he was one of the highest graded cornerbacks in the league last year. Swift is an interesting one. I can get sold on it in the fact that I think Swift and Herbert is a better duo than Foreman and Herbert was last year.
Not true.
Love it. The whole quarterback situation, that's what everybody is questioning. I said from day one, I think that they're going to stick with Fields. I think that this whole thing has been a smoke and mirrors type of mind game where Poles has known that he's going to stick with Fields. He likes Fields. They have a good rapport together. The new president of the company said, we're lucky to have Fields here as soon as he came in. I just think this whole thing has been kind of a, they put the rumors in the wind there and kind of and just like, go say this, go say that. So they can get buzz going, but I think they're drowning it all out and they stick with Fields again. The players in that locker room love him. They love Fields. And I don't think they're going to get behind Caleb Williams as much, especially after we've seen what USC's teammates have thought of Caleb Williams. I mean, they were happy he was gone. You know, you look at that bowl game and they're all huddled around. We're a real team now. Like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. And if you're shopping Fields, I'll take Fields. I'm not going to lie. you're looking for a young quarterback. He's a young quarterback. So he's only, he's going to be going into what, his third year?
Fourth. It's his second head coach, his third offensive coordinator. So like the guy, he hasn't really gotten a chance. Finally got him a playmaker last year. And when throwing to DJ Moore, he had one of the highest quarterback ratings in the league. Get him some more playmakers, build the lineup and see what he can do.
Yeah, and then if that happens, then we'll see who ends up dealing for it. So, and see what the haul back is. See if the Skins just trade up to one from two. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Detroit, the Lions, Graham Glasgow is coming over, 3-year deal. Marcus Davenport, 1-year deal. Jalen Reeves, Maven, is going to get an extension. Carlton Davis is coming over from the Buccaneers. Emmanuel Mosley as well coming over. Amik Robertson is going to be signed here at the cornerback position, and Michael Bagley, the kicker. Lions setback, or I don't know. They kind of still got some things done in this offseason, man. They're kind of in win now mode. I know the expectations are as high as ever, but damn.
Yeah. They were aggressive. I just, you know, it seems like a type of thing where they did so good last year that they're going to take a little bit of a step back. But it's hard for me to say, cause I'm so biased. Fuck the Lions.
they added some good pieces though. And they,
this is their division to lose for sure.
A field goal.
Right. This is their division to lose for sure. I actually think the Packers are going to be the team in this division that takes the step back.
Shocker.
So, right.
Shocker, that's your take. But I could see it. I mean, the Packers are going to get a lot of hype. Jordan Love's first year overachieved. They could be due for some regression. Bringing over Josh Jacobs, speaking of those Packers from Vegas, to be the man now. Tyler Davis is coming back. Corey Ballantyne is well coming back. Kaysen Nixon. And they're signing Xavier McKinney. So that was a good addition in the backfield of the defense. Well, I mean, you mentioned that you think the Packers are going to be a little bit of a setback. main reason just Jordan Love, or just you felt like they were on the right side of a lot of close games last year?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. But let me take off my Bears cap and put on an unbiased one. The Josh Jacobs signing, as much as, so you can go back to last year fantasy football wise, I was out on Josh Jacobs all year from the beginning, and his efficiency was terrible. He was like 44th in running backs for his efficiency, but they're paying him the same they were paying Aaron Jones. And by the time his contract is up, he will be the age that Aaron Jones is now. So they're kind of resetting their clock a little bit on the running back position. I can't fault him for that. I think that's a really good move. As much as I like the versatility of Aaron Jones, and I was shocked that they got rid of him, I understand it, because you're getting younger at the position. Though, it sounds biased, but completely unbiased. 2022, Josh Jacobs ran for over 2,000 yards. They ran the shit out of him, and I think it showed last year. I think it showed that he had lost a little bit of the pop, but maybe a new scene, a little more rest, maybe that bounces back, and he regresses back to where he was in 2022.
Yeah, I can see it, and I do agree with you. He was worn down. Minnesota is post-Kirk Cousins era. Sam Darnold's going to be the guy. Aaron Jones, who we just were talking about with Green Bay, coming over. Brandon Powell as well at the wide receiver position, re-signed. Johnny Munt is going to be re-signed. David Quinsbury is coming back. Jonathan Greenard, got the 4-year, $76 million deal. Andrew Van Ginkel, that was a good signing for them, coming over from Miami. And then Blake Cashman as well. John Parker Romo. The big thing is kind of like with Buffalo, what's the status with Justin Jefferson? Is he happy now? I mean, he lost Kirk.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of Sam Darnold truthers out there, but he's not Kirk Cousins. No. That's a big downgrade for them. I assume they're going to draft quarterback, so how early on does that quarterback start? I like Aaron Jones. I think he's the best they've had since Dalvin Cook, obviously. They kind of were looking for that with Madison, but Madison wasn't the guy. But I really do like what they did on the defensive side of the ball, bringing in both edge rushers that are very talented guys, bringing in Blake Cashman. Those are solid moves for a team that I think they're going to need to rely on their defense.
Agreed. And just looking at the odds, they're the long shot plus 750, your Bears plus 320, Packers plus 185, Lions plus 160. I think the Packers are getting too much love. I think the Lions are another notch. It's amazing how much Minnesota kind of declined over the last 2 years.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy to me that the Bears are plus 320. You would think that they'd be closer to like a 6-1 or 7-1. To me, that means the market thinks they're drafting Caleb Williams. They're hyping up this generational player. But yeah, we'll see. Once we get to talking into draft, I'll do my Caleb Williams rants then.
Yes. Well, were you surprised that Minnesota let Kirk go?
I was. I mean, he has not been the problem for them, in my opinion. No. So
it's interesting watching him go to Atlanta. Let's talk about Atlanta. Kirk gets another fucking mega deal. 4 years, 180. Kirk Cousins has made more money than everybody in this fucking league because he knows how to game the system. Also bringing over Darnell Mooney on a 3-year deal. And Liam McCullough, they're going to re-sign as a long snapper. They're by far the division favorite now with Kirk. They're the only one that has a quarterback.
Right. Well, don't rule out Baker Mayfield. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, true. The Bucs did win the division last year.
Yeah. But no, I agree. I mean, with the defense that they already had, putting Cousins in place of Ridder there is going to make guys like Drake London and Kyle Pitts look really, really good. Yeah. And those guys are good anyways, but it's going to make them look like what we haven't seen, what we've been waiting for. And so that was a great move. Darnell Mooney, he disappeared on the Bears last year, or the past 2 years. I don't think that's a good signing, especially because he got $26 million guaranteed, 3-year, $39 million deal. I think that's way too much. But No, this is going to be really interesting to see old Kirko Chains there. And the great news is the Falcons really don't play a lot of primetime games, so we can't get into this.
No, they're not sexy. Loser
primetime games.
Yeah, and the other team that's not sexy either is the New Orleans Saints. They're Groundhog Day. They're going to run it back with the same group again. Dennis Allen as a coach. They bring over DeMario Davis, Willie Gay as well on a one-year deal, and the Honey Badgers coming back. How many times has he been there?
Is this two or three?
Yeah, I feel like this is just, is this his second or third stint? He goes everywhere. He's the king of like the 1 year, 2 year deal. Pulling up his track record. Thoughts on the Saints? I mean, maybe the Saints get to a wild card.
Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be another tough division. I feel like because Atlanta, the favorites, rightly so. Tampa Bay, they're running it back. They signed Baker Mayfield. They re-signed Mike Evans. They're running it back. I mean, this is the team that won a playoff game, and they believe. And the Saints, as unsexy as their roster looks, aside from Chris Olave, they play well, and they stick in the conversation. So I don't know. This is going to be a really interesting division to watch again.
9-8. Book it.
Right.
They're going to be 9-8, just missed the playoffs or be in that 7 seed. So probably this team too. Baker Mayfield's coming back on a 3-year deal. Played his ass off. Mike Evans, Greg Gaines, Lavonte David, Antonio Winfield. So they didn't really add much outside of their organization, but they kept key pieces.
You know, for me, it's hard not to be happy for Baker Mayfield. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at his journey through the NFL and then landing with Bucks last year and doing what he did there, and then to get this 3-year, $100 million deal, only 30 of it is guaranteed, but still, to get that kind of money at this point in his career, I think is phenomenal. I'm super happy for the dude. He's feisty. He loves his teammates. His teammates love him. He plays hard for them. So that was awesome to see. I'm glad they did right by Baker.
Agreed. I mean, they won the division, won a playoff game. That's more than Brady did last year. I know he won the Super Bowl, but that's just keeping putting some perspective on it. You know, the Panthers were killing them, but they've actually been pretty active on the offensive line too. So good for them for investing in the offensive line with the guards, Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis. They're bringing over Deontay Johnson. You already alluded to that with Pittsburgh. On the defensive side, Ashawn Robinson and Josie Joel and Troy Hill is coming back, and so is J.J. Jansen. The Panthers will suck, but I think they could be better. I mean, it's hard to get worse.
Yeah, I getting rid of Brian Burns, though, that kills their defense. I mean, Josie Joel, Iowa guy, he's a decent player, but he's not a Brian Burns player. And then I'm still set on Bryce Young's not the guy. I know he had some flashes at the end of last year, but for me, he's still not the guy, and they're going to struggle until they have the guy.
It's fair. That's why they're 15-1. New Orleans plus 350, Tampa Bay 3-1. So they're projecting 9-8, 8-9, like we said. And then Atlanta's a heavy favorite now, -125 because they got the quarterback. What are your thoughts on those odds?
Atlanta's the favorite, rightly so, but I like what Tampa Bay did in bringing back their key pieces, and I think that they're going to be able to stay competitive. So at 3-1, I mean, if you put that in perspective with the Bears being plus 320, the Buccaneers should not have close to the same odds as the Bears to win their division, in my opinion. So I like the Bucs 3-1.
Yes, I like the Bucs too. I kind of like the Saints. I know I trashed on them, but they got talent. If they can put it together, if they can fly a little bit under the radar, I think Atlanta probably will win the division. But at -125, I think that this game will still be within a game or two, and Atlanta will have the target on their back. So we'll see. Just like New Orleans was supposed to be a shoo-in last year at the beginning of the year with Derek Carr. It might take a year for Kirk to get adjusted, like in Minnesota. All right, let's transition over to the final division, the NFC West. The Cardinals are making some moves here. They're signing DJ Dallas. They're also re-signing Keith Ismail, Tristan Colon, Then they're going to agree on some a couple deals on the defensive side with Justin Jones at, on the D-line, at the linebacker position, Mack Wilson, and then at the cornerback position, they are bringing in Sean Murphy Bunting. What do you think of these cards? Maybe they take a step forward this year.
I do. I think they'll take a step forward, but at the same time, I don't think that means a lot. I don't see them transcending over the other three teams in the division. So even if they win some more games, I don't think it matters, unfortunately. Maybe they pass Seattle. Maybe Seattle is hitting the back burner here. But, I mean, this is just a really tough division with the 49ers being as good as they are, with how the Rams played down the stretch last year. This is a tough division.
Very tough division. Like you said, you alluded to it, the Rams, they've got good pieces. They push the Lions to the brink as well. They don't have a lot of depth, but if they stay healthy, they can beat anybody in that conference. DeMarcus Johnson, they're bringing back. Colby Parkinson, 3-year deal. Kevin Dotson as well, bring him back on the offensive line. Jonah Jackson, 3-year deal, $51 million. And then on the defensive side, Darius Williams at the cornerback position. You can tell they have an older quarterback. They want to invest in their offensive line. Thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100% agreed. And this is the first time that they're actually going to have a decent amount of picks. They haven't had a decent amount of picks in quite a while because of trades that they've made. So I think that's going to be big for them to add some youth in. They're obviously really good talent evaluators. I mean, we saw that last year. So this is going to be interesting to see what the Rams can do to try to take that next step to beat out the 49ers.
It will. And speaking of those Niners, talented. They should have won the Super Bowl again. I mean, this is, feel like it's like the third or fourth time we said they should have won the Super Bowl. They can't get over the hump. They're going to be back in the hunt again. They're re-signing Brandon Allen at the quarterback position. Offensive line, Colton McKivitz. Defensive line, Leonard Floyd. Yetter, Gross, Matos. Jordan Elliott and George Odom. So, I don't know, man. I think the Niners are going to take a step back. They have trouble putting back-to-back years together, it feels like, most of the times. And I know they just came off two good years, but remember the Super Bowl hangover the last time they had all those injuries? I'm not saying they're going to get hurt, but they always seem to be hurt.
Yeah, I will say that it seemed like last year their injury luck was kind of on the right side. So you would think that would regress a little bit. We'll see. But otherwise, I mean, if they stay healthy, my biggest concern now, Brock Purdy, you don't have as good of a backup now that Sam Darnold's gone. So I don't know if they draft a guy to maybe back him up. Not sure there. Talks that Brandon Ayuk could still get traded. I think he's still with the team next year when week one rolls around. But it is interesting to think about. That would be a huge blow to him. But this is going to be interesting between them and the Rams, I think.
Well, and we know one thing about the Niners, they're going to add a couple pieces at the deadline because they feel like they can win the Super Bowl. That's why they're minus 195 in this division, like the Chiefs. They're probably going to win the division still. It would take a lot of injuries. Trent Williams, Bosa, Warner. I mean, it would take a lot of injuries for them not to win this division because Seattle's going to be okay. New regime, post Pete Carroll era, but I feel like Pete Carroll kind of squeezed everything out of that team the last couple of years. They're re-signing Noah Fant, and they're also re-signing Leonard Williams. Other than that, they haven't done anything.
Yeah, real interesting. Real quick, Chargers releasing Mike Williams.
Ooh, there we go. Breaking news. It threw me off there. I was like, where's that coming from?
Mike Williams is being released due to the salary cap, so going to be interesting to see where he lands. As far as the Seahawks, I mean, they've made two moves and that's it. And Noah Fant, I mean, that's nothing to write home about.
Yeah.
Leonard Williams, after they made the trade for him, it's good that they did pay him. It looked like for a second they weren't going to, so that's a good thing. It's just about if they can maximize their production from Geno Smith. That's the biggest thing with Seattle. Can they get the most out of him?
Yeah, I think they're going to get a young quarterback too. I mean, just start slowly grooming the next guy post Geno. But Geno's been good there. I mean, Geno in 2 years has a winning record. They maximized what they got there, and maybe that was Pete Carroll. We'll find out with McDonald now at the helm. Like I said, San Fran minus 195, LA plus 350, Seattle plus 650. We talked about the Cardinals getting better. I think the futures reflect that 13-1. Last year they were like 30-1, so they have taken a step this year.
Nick, breaking news after we broke news saying Mike Williams just got cut. He's nice. Probably working and can't hear everything.
Yeah, who are your sources? all right, man. Who'd you like in the West? The Niners?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I want to say the Rams, but there's just – as soon as Stafford gets hurt, they're done. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Niners.
I think you got to go the Niners. Parlay the two, the Niners and Chiefs. See what
there you go.
Minus 195 and minus 195 get you. All right, man. That was 32 teams in an hour. We talked about it. We're like, how are we going to run through 32 teams and not make it 2 hours? So if it felt a little rushed, we didn't want to be here all day for you guys. We wanted to give you some rapid-fire nuggets and just talk futures so that we're thinking about it headed into the offseason. There's still so many moving parts. Free agency is, a couple days in, even though you can sign somebody, but you can't officially sign somebody. The draft is a month and a half away. So yeah, it's going to ramp up here, J Mark.
It is. I feel like we already had a crazy free agency. I mean, especially with the running back carousel. I mean, so many different running backs in different places. And now to think about the draft talent that's hitting it, as far as quarterbacks, wide receivers and O-linemen. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I'm looking forward to the madness.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And speaking of madness, March Madness is going on in the background right now. So get on over there, subscribe to the College Experience, subscribe to the Old Fashioned Football, subscribe to the main Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We all come together on one at YouTube. J Mark, what do we got going over at the Old Fashioned Football nowadays? Draft stuff.
Well, draft stuff will start in April. We got a lot of giveaways, too, for signed jerseys. So make sure you subscribe because you'll have to be subscribed to win. But tomorrow night, we're breaking down this free agency and just what it means for your fantasy football rosters. And then in 2 weeks, we have a little roundtable bringing in some people from outside the organization to kind of do a little fantasy football roundtable, building the community. So that should be fun to get some different opinions from them.
And are you doing the XFL again this year or the UFL?
The UFL first show is Friday at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern.
6:30 Eastern. All right, you heard the man. Get on over there. The UFL with Pick Dundee and the Bottom Line Bombs.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Get on over there. Subscribe to that. And football is year round, baby. We are the NFL Gambling Podcast. We're out of here, and don't forget to let it ride.